Quarter to six, and time for the best 5 minutes of the day on this Wednesday, the 12th of April, and hard to believe, 64 degrees greeting us this morning. Jason, I mean, we went from the mid-50s to like 43 to 64, the wake-up temp this morning.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here in my room with my window opening, listening to the birds singing, and I can't ask for anything better right now.
Yeah, a good start to the day, and it will not last, but, you know, even Cinderella had the, you know, strike of midnight and the carriage turned into a pumpkin, so I won't bother you with the rain and the cooler temperatures. Just enjoy the warm weather, okay?
Sure. Yeah, we'll take what we can get while we can get it.
So, speaking of the birds, I guess the birds and the bees is another thing, but the bees, you're a big bee fan, and what is this now? Some people are posting their bee pictures and you're not quite there yet, or what?
Well, so on Eau Claire Photography yesterday, a couple of people posted pictures of bumblebees that they had taken yesterday. And I immediately thought, wait, what? What are the bees doing out already? And I haven't seen any yet. So they're apparently around and starting to come out. And I'm guessing the real warm day was a good invitation for them. And So I guess I'm going to have to keep my eyes peeled.
So this is April, and doing some of the yard work. I was thinking I got to, like, rake out some of the dead grass and everything, but we're on the heels of the recommended no-mow May in Eau Claire. You ready for it?
I am ready for it. I am hopeful to do it again this year. We'll see if my wife interrupts no-mow May at some point. But my plan is to go ahead and try that again this year.
So for those who don't remember, you left town and then she mowed the grass. So
right. I was out of town and she didn't make it to the end of May. She mowed it instead.
And, yeah.
A little anticlimactic, but I'll take what I can get.
All right. Oh, let's see. What, you know, it is Single Mom Saturday. We continue to raise the funds. And I think, again, we've got $7,300 generously put forward by these participating businesses that we're continuing to mention. And again, people can go to WIB.com. The banner on top of the page has all of the sponsors. And then you can donate. I gave $100 yesterday because after hearing people like Lori and Andrea talk about the impact from last year, how could I not? But since you grew up in a single parent household, I mean, do you identify with some of those economic challenges that we're trying to help out with here?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think one of the stories I best remember growing up is coming home and finding a bag of groceries on our front porch and just how thankful my mom was for that because it was always scraping to try to make ends meet. And so it was stuff like that is always really appreciated. And, you know, I remember, you know, kind of rooting through the couches looking for change to be able to find dinner and that sort of thing. And thankfully, we had a community that was generally supportive. And, you know, I know that sort of thing is just really valued. And even listening to the testimony yesterday, I was tearing up listening to it because I relate to it. So
absolutely. Well, we've got another. I don't know that you've heard Lori, so we'll have to share hers with you at some point. But this morning, there's a lot. We're ready to turn the corner from James 1 to James chapter 2. And The way you do it in Letters to the Beloved is verses 1 through 7. So, I don't know, go as far as you go. Do at least a couple of verses in James 2 for me.
Sure. It says, "My dear brothers and sisters, how can you claim to have faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ if you favor some people over others? For example, suppose someone comes into your meeting dressed in fancy clothes and expensive jewelry, and another comes in who is poor and dressed in dirty clothes. If you give special attention and a good seat to the rich person, but you say to the poor one, 'You can stand over there or else sit on the floor,' well, doesn't this discrimination show that your judgments are guided by evil motives?" So that's the first four.
All right. Let me try to deal with some of what you say in your devotional commentary, Letters of Beloved. You say, "Be careful not to treat some people better than others. Yes, my son, in whom your true identity lies, does not play favorites. If you keep living by worldly standards, you'll be tempted to pay attention to the well-to-do among you. When a celebrity comes into your church, you'll invite him to sit at your table and visit. Meanwhile, you ignore the one standing off by himself or tell him to sit elsewhere." Do not do that. I'll pause there. Thoughts?
Sure. Yeah, you know, I it even seems to connect for me with the stories of single moms. And, you know, again, I think a lot of times we can really focus on those who maybe can offer us something. And, you know, the church should be an all-inclusive community where everyone is welcome. And for me, I think really that's what James is starting to get at here.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly can be called to mind in terms of race, but it seems to be talking about economics here. And I remember a church many years ago in upstate New York, they said, you can't come in. I think because I had blue jeans on. So you just never know. So.
Right, exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you so much. And thanks for your thoughts on the Single Mom Saturday. And maybe we'll share Lori's comments with you tomorrow. Thanks, Jason.
Good talk to you.
Here we go. Our buddy Jason Cans from jasoncans.com here, the Wib Wake Up Show. Our birthday of the day starts with a football story. Because many moons ago, the years go by, it was 30 years ago, January 3rd, 1993. The Buffalo Bills had fallen behind 38-3 at halftime, and there seemed to be no hope as they trailed the then Houston Oilers. They now are in Tennessee. But backup quarterback Frank Reich led them back. A touchdown here, a touchdown there. Here a touchdown, there a touchdown, everywhere a touchdown, touchdown. And yes, they came back. I'm checking my facts. They overcame a 35-3 deficit to defeat the visiting Houston Oilers 41-38. Yes, ouch. And even the Houston Texans had a big 24-0 lead in more recent years at Kansas City and lost in the playoffs. But anyhow, the point of this story is that afterwards, Frank, a brother in the Lord, who's now the head coach of Carolina, said the song running through his head was the song from Michael English, In Christ Alone. On WWIB, I say that because Michael English on this April 12th, turning 60 years old today. Well, Caleb, on our Single Mom Saturday, the best I could do was listen to you and Dawson the 4 o'clock hour yesterday trying to find, you know, five before five. Sounded like $500 gifts, and I saw you received one. And so doing the math, I saw we received another $225 overnight. And so this morning, we wanted to give you some encouragement with all your hard work on this. We were asking for $175. Allison in Chippewa Falls gave $100. And then close to 7 o'clock, wow, a $1,000 anonymous gift for Single Mom Saturday, taking us well past that halfway mark.
Goodness gracious. Praise the Lord for that. That is incredible. And I know you and I were talking off the air several times this week thinking, wow, you know, if we want to get to that matching goal and, yeah, and hopefully blow past and get to $20,000 for this week, it's going to take some large gifts. And just thinking, well, how in the world are those going to come in? But, wow, there's God providing here on this Wednesday morning.
Absolutely. And even beyond that, thank you to Lori, another $100 gift. We'll give more details on that coming up as well. But folks are carrying forward here as we're a couple of days left here all the way through Friday.
That's Kane. I'm so blessed, and we are so blessed by the way you are responding to Single Mom Saturday as we're getting down to crunch time here with our Single Mom Saturday Vehicle Repair Fund Matching Challenge ending this Friday. Want to say thank you, as Halvo mentioned, Lori. And Lori is from Chippewa Falls, and she gave a gift of $100 and says, the Lord has blessed me as a single mom, and he provided for all my needs in the past to take on that role. She says, to all the single mothers out there, God has gifted you with the strength to be a single parent and taking on two roles. Never forget that you are amazing in God's eyes and your children. God bless you all. Thank you so much to Lori. Well, Halvo, again, update on our Single Mom Saturday. We've been able to push past the halfway point of that matching challenge. Of course, this all finishes up on Friday, and incredibly generous gifts before 7 a.m. this morning. But since 7 o'clock, it's been almost 35 minutes here, haven't had a gift yet. And so I'm wondering if we can move and shake a little bit here. Could we see the next $1,000 raised in the next 25 minutes before 8 a.m. And maybe that's one person, maybe that's five people, maybe that's 10 people, 15 or 20 people, but could we see the next $1,000 before 8 a.m.? And so that's a challenge here. In the next 25 minutes, can we see the next $1,000 to get even closer to that matching challenge tally and hopefully go well beyond it by the end of the week?
Bold, brave, and ambitious of you. But again, you've said for everybody who gets involved in this campaign, $5 from you and your wife, Lindsay. So, again, thank you for that as well.
The more the merrier. That's what we want. Again, want to honor every single gift by giving $5 for each one of you. So, I need to actually go back and count, but I think we're between 30 and 35 people who've given so far. And I don't know how many people it's going to take to get that next 1,000 before 8 a.m., but it starts with one person. Wow, with 1 minute to go here on WWIB, seeing... Again, someone else responding at WWIB.com. Thank you so much to Michelle for responding to the $5 challenge that I had, saying I want to honor every single one of you who gives throughout the course of this week. And that backtracks the beginning of this week. My wife and I want to do that $5 for every single one of you who gives, saying if God moves you to respond, would you respond? Would you respond in whatever way, any amount? Thank you so much for giving toward these incredible single moms. And also, an anonymous listener just called in. And so she said that she has this on her heart. She's been hearing about it and would like to give that entire $1,000 we were trying to get to before 8 o'clock. She'd like to give that entire amount. Praise the Lord. He is so, so good. He's providing for these single moms through you. We honor and bless his name. Well, Halvo, pretty amazing. Right at the end of the 7 o'clock hour, we were trying to see the next $1,000 raised for Single Mom Saturday, as we're well past the halfway point now, trying to see that matching goal met. Maybe it could even be met today yet, and then just trying to get as far as possible as we can toward maybe, like you've thrown out early on in this week, maybe we could get to $20,000 by the end of the week to be split evenly between these 10 single moms. But
we needed the $1,000 gifts if we were going to get there. And we were trying to get just 75 before 7 this morning. And an anonymous $1,000 gift came in. And we wanted to get to the halfway point. And then I got to say, after 7:30, you threw out $1,000 by 8 o'clock.
It was like 25 minutes left.
I thought you were being crazy. I thought, oh, Caleb's living out crazy people from Casting Crowns. But lo and behold, another anonymous gift, this one from Boyceville, coming in. So,
yeah,
wow, huge.
$1,000. And again, so many other gifts have come in, pledges, and some folks saying, too, hey, I'm driving, but I want to make sure that I can be part of this. More coming in at WWIB.com/Single Mom Saturday. If you can get to WIB.com, it's easy to find there at the top of the page, big red banner. But I want to tell you about another gift of $50 that just came in a few minutes ago. And this came in from Geraldine from Chippewa Falls. And she says, I won a gift of movie tickets and a Festival Foods gift card for my daughter, who's a single mom. And that was part of our Mom's Night Off contest, which is still going on. But she was the winner last week. She says, now I'd like to give a gift back to other single moms. She says, I'm the grandma to a single mother, and I'm fully aware of the difficulties single moms face on a daily basis. Being a single mom, although a difficult time, can be the most precious time of their lives. She says, God bless the single moms and keep them close to you, our Heavenly Father. So a blessing and a prayer there. Thank you so much to Geraldine from Chippewa Falls for that wonderful gift. We heard from Marsha from Menominee with a $100 gift that she had pledged yesterday. Cliff from Spooner with his $75 gift that he pledged a little bit ago. And we just thank you so much, everyone who's responding to this. And Halvo, I'm going to do it again. I'm going to say, can we get another $1,000 in this hour to get closer and closer to that matching goal? And that would get us pretty close if that comes in before 9 a.m.
I'm not going to call you crazy because we did it last hour, so we got even more time now.
Yeah, we have 51 minutes left.
Just after 8:20 in the morning, but that sounds really good. A burger and some wonderful, delicious A&W root beer.
Doesn't it, though?
Well, you know, lots of sit-down restaurants offer a free basket of bread or something like that to their customers. You ever wonder why?
No, I usually just eat it.
Yeah, there you go. Well, from a business standpoint, it does make a whole lot of sense, giving customers the chance to fill up on bread or chips or something they haven't paid for before they eat their meals, right? But the reason makes sense. Customers are, well, to some of the restaurants, they're kind of a pain when they're waiting, according to an industry expert, and bread essentially helps keep them quiet and patient while they wait at their table.
In essence, this staves off the hangry.
Yeah, right. There you go. Exactly.
So again, that basket of bread or man, you know, if you go to Casa or wherever they have the delicious chips and salsa and such too. So basically it's in essence a pacifier for hangry customers too.
Right.
Like, you know, just saying, hey, The food's coming. Be calm. Uh-huh. Be patient. Eat something.
This will keep you quiet.
Yes, there you go. Oh, I like it. And now that makes me think of some delicious breadsticks. And also, I would really like some chips and salsa and some of that ranch that they have as well, too.
There you go.
Man, now we're hungry for all sorts of things. We got to go to A&W and then we got to go to Casa. And okay.
Cancun.
Fantastic. Hey,
this has been a great morning for the Single Mom Saturday fundraising.
Yes, absolutely. And we do have, again, that challenge out there. And right before the wire, we were trying to get it to the next $1,000 mark in the 7 o'clock hour. And literally with about a minute left, we had an incredible gift to help us reach that point, an anonymous gift. And so again, me being me, it's saying, well, could we do it again? Because, you know, I'm hopefully selfish in a good way about this, is that I want to see this fund grow as large as possible to just blow away and bless these single mothers. And so the challenge is out there. Now we've got 36 minutes left. Could we get another $1,000 before 9 a.m., before the show ends today? Could we see another $1,000 raised, which would get us even closer to seeing that matching challenge met? And we're hearing from all over, including, I believe, the Wauwatosa, Milwaukee area.
That's right. My mom said count her in for an amount I told you off the air. So thanks so much to her for her generosity.
Yes.
And again, we've been 2 for 2 in both the 6 and 7 o'clock hour. Can we go 3 for 3 in terms of $1,000 anonymous gifts? And again, gifts of any size. As you said, $5. You and your wife generously will give $5 for every single giver to this total. And that's over 30 already. We're probably pushing toward 40. So let's keep it going here, WWIB.com. Click on the banner, top of the page.
Thank you so much to Marty, who let us know that he's pledging $25. He's from the Chippewa Falls area. Anne says she's pledging $25 from the Eau Claire area, I do believe, and also just had a gift given online at WWIB.com/Single Mom Saturday. Thank you so much to Nick from La Crosse for giving $100. As again, it's reachable. We could see that next $1,000 met before the end of the hour. And so I shouldn't do math on the year. I keep telling myself that. I think it's about $800 left. $800 left in the next 35-ish minutes. That's the Newsboys That Home, a tribute to moms, WWIB. We just give all the glory to God for what he's doing for these single mothers as we lead into Single Mom Saturday. Thank you so much to Angie from Menominee, who just responded with a gift of $100. As we were saying, could we reach that next $1,000 plateau before 9 a.m.? And thinking, how's that going to work? And so many times this week, it's just been, how's that going to work? How in human terms, is that going to happen? And again and again and again, even as we're saying we want this to show these single mothers God's faithfulness, God's care, God's kindness for them. But I think some of the biggest lessons sometimes are ones that we're learning ourselves. As my friend Nick, Chef Nick from Joseph's Cheesecakes in Chippewa Falls, stopped in today. Just a few minutes ago, I was just talking with him off the air. He's one of our sponsors for this. So he's already giving money to this. But he walked in with a very thick envelope of cash, and he said, God just told me today that I need to bring this to you. I need to bring this to you to help those moms. And I haven't even counted it yet. I'll leave it to people who are more skilled at that than I am. But man, there's a lot in there. And it's just amazing to me how God again and again and again says, maybe your dreams are too small because I'm pretty big. And he provides. He provides. He provides. That's one of the amazing names of God, Jehovah Jireh. See if we can play that song from Mav City coming up. The provider. He is the provider. He's the provider for you. He's the provider for me. He's the provider for these 10 families that we're hoping to bless through Single Mom Saturday. He's the provider for every single one of you out there who might be saying, I'm going through a really hard time financially, spiritually, physically. He is good. What he does is good, and he can always, always be trusted. I'm testifying to that this morning as he's shown me again and again. As it says in Scripture, his arm is not too short. He works salvation for himself. He shows his goodness, his faithfulness, again and again and again. And we honor and bless his name today. Thank you so much for those who are giving. Thank you to Nick from Joseph's for being moved and responding to that today. If you'd like to respond as well, wwib.com/singlemomsaturday. And I know a lot of this is quiet and emotional, but sometimes we just need to celebrate, don't we? And Nick said, could you play a song for me? Ren Collective, Let It Roll. Let's keep it rolling, all for the glory of the King. Ren Collective, Let It Roll. What an amazing concert at the Pablo Havoc. I remember when Chris, the lead singer of Ren Collective, when he had the harmonica out there. I mean, it's just, they did that song, I believe, as one of their encore songs. Mm. And wow, that was really something too. And that's by special request from Nick from Joseph's Cheesecakes, one of our sponsors for Single Mom Saturday, who wanted to go above and well beyond what he'd already pledged to give for the matching challenge, and said God just moved in him to say, take money out of the safe, bring it, and give it for those moms. And it's whatever way folks respond this week, Havo, as we're trying to again match or exceed that $7,300 by Friday. I think I glorify God's name for however people respond, because some people, I think it's just as beautiful in the eyes of the Master if you have a small amount to give and give it as if you have a very large amount to give, because if God's
Matthew 21,
you, yeah,
it's just the widow,
right? And so God's bringing in some of those big gifts this morning, and he knows we need them to try to get to $20,000 by the end of this week. But also, it's so honoring to him when we have folks who just say, I can't give much, but what I have, I'm going to give. And I think there's just something so pure about that as well, too. That selfless generosity, that wholehearted generosity, is I think Scripture says a fragrant offering,
a sacrifice, right? I mean, yeah. Good Friday was just last Friday. Jesus made a sacrifice. Ephesians 5 says, "Be imitators of God," and he God loves a cheerful giver, a sacrificial giver.
And so many of you are giving in that way, and we're just we don't praise you, we thank you, but we praise God. We pray, what you are doing is bringing us to praise. And that is the point of this, to have everything that this event is, then in this fundraising week, and when it actually happens on April 29th, that everything would bring praise to the name of the Lord. And what she said, wwib.com/singlemomsaturday, right at the very top of the page, big red bar there too. If you've heard our $1,000 challenge saying, whatever you can give to try to help us reach that next plateau of $1,000. And looking again after our friend Nick from Joseph's brought in an incredible gift, maybe we'll even see the entire match finished off and met today, and not that we stop, because then we go on to the next goal. I know Halvo's throwing it out. He talks about me being a little ambitious with some of the goals today, and hopefully a good way, but he's the one at the very beginning of the week that said, well, last year there was $19,000 raised for these single moms. Could we see $20,000 raised this year? So each single mom for their family has a credit of $2,000 at Bloomer Tire Center for anything that their vehicle needs in the days and weeks and months to come. You are responding. It's been amazing. Thank you so much. We've got just a few minutes left on the show today. WWIB.com, big red banner at the top of the page. If you'd like to help for Single Mom Saturday,